By the 1940s, Ellington's music had moved well beyond the conventions of swing jazz in some remarkable ways, not only in the extended suites and tone poems, but in the bold originality of his arranging and strikingly adventurous harmonic experimentation. A good example is a concerto for four horns heard in this set. Yet despite Ellington's complex composing and arranging, there was always room for improvising and jamming, particularly in live performance. And while it's often quite rightly said that the orchestra was Duke's instrument, the piano certainly was as well. Duke was one of the consummate masters of the instrument. A good example is the fascinating duet he gets into with bassist Junior Raglan during an extended jam on Frankie and Johnny, which follows solos by Tricky Sam Nanton trombone and Ray Nance trumpet. Once again, it demonstrates Ellington completely transforming the simplest or most familiar of material into something quite fresh, original, and unique. From the mid-1940s, live in Los Angeles, Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra.
And now, a concerto for four jazz horns featuring Lawrence Brown, Harry Connie, Jimmy Hamilton, and Harold Baker. The title of this number is Jam-a-Diddy. The next is a little jam routining on that old favorite, Frankie and Johnny. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen.
An amazing extended jam on Frankie and Johnny, recorded in Los Angeles, and Jam-a-Diddy, Concerto for Four Jazz Horns, live at the Hollywood Bowl in 1947. Duke Ellington loved to travel, and his band loved to perform. There's a special magic and electricity in their best live performances that was rarely surpassed on record. He and his musicians may have toured more often, more widely, and longer than any other band to just about every continent. Duke invariably charmed all, and his music was taken into the hearts of audiences everywhere. His music was unique for its range, invention, depth, and wide appeal, transcending all barriers. Ellington's life, music, and personality were truly beyond category. Once again, I've dedicated this hour to my Aunt B, an Ellington fanatic who once drove halfway across the state of Arizona to hear the Duke in concert. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Production, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, request for a playlist, or search for a deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Now, this favorite of mine, Rockin' and Rhythm, has closed each of these three live Ellington programs, and it was a theme song he returned to often. He frequently used it either as an opener or after intermissions. Its lengthy piano intro served as a vamp while the tardy musicians made it back to the stage. But it also gave Duke a chance to improvise, and over the years, the introduction itself evolved into an independent section he called Kinda Dukish. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.